Welcome to the Becoming You podcast, the podcast for women who are ready to unlock a more confident, joyful, and fulfilling life. I'm Megan, life coach and breathwork facilitator, and your no-nonsense bestie, here to provide you with the tools, resources, and insights you need to thrive. Every fortnight, we'll be diving into topics that matter the most to you, whether it's overcoming self-doubt, embracing your authentic self, or learning how to actually regulate your nervous system. Don't worry, I've got you covered. So let's jump in to this week's episode. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Becoming You podcast. Today I'm going to talk about what building a business has taught me about myself. I've had my business for 3 years now. Oh my God, it's been a fucking wild ride. It has been a ride that I've wanted to get off multiple times. This business has been something I've wanted to burn to the ground again multiple times. And it's also helped me build my confidence and helped me grow in ways I never could have imagined. And now when I look at my life, I can't remember what it was like before I had this business. Because for those of you that don't know, I still work a full-time job. This is still technically a side hustle for me, but it is a thing that I'm so passionate about. And obviously my long-term goal is to make this a full-time income for me. And even saying that out loud brings up some feelings of like, oh, am I doing enough? Because, you know, it's been 3 years. And so this is not my full-time income yet. And I've seen people, you know, start their business within a year and they do really, really well and they're very successful with it. And I try not to fall into that comparison, even though I did for a long time, because I know that we're all on our own journey and that things happen as they should, right? Things happen in the way that they should and challenges come up in the way that they need to in order for us to learn and grow. So if I was meant to be in this full time now, I would be. And I wanted to share a little bit about this journey, because if there's anyone out there that's listening that has maybe been interested in starting their own thing, or you've got something that you're really passionate about, or you're like, oh my God, I would love to make my living from this thing, but you're scared, then I want to share this with you. Hopefully not to scare you off. Hopefully it will be inspiring, but just to be really honest about it, because I don't know how often this gets spoken about, but I think it's really important. And the reason I think it's important is because we often see things through the lens of social media, and we know that social media is highlights. And I try to be very raw and honest and transparent in what I share, because I think that's more impactful than pretending that everything's amazing all the time, right? So when I started my business 3 years ago, I was in such a different stage of my life. I was living with an ex-partner. We'd been together for nearly 4 years. And this was also like COVID times. So lockdown pretty much in September 2021. And I had no fucking idea what I was doing. And the reason I started my business is because I've been on this healing journey for maybe like a year or so, 2 years, where I'd really gotten into being committed to my own growth. And this is where I realized in my life that growth was one of my top values. And so from that point, things changed for me. I really started prioritizing my growth. I got myself a coach. It was a self-love coach. And I'd done all the therapy. I'd done all the things. And I was like, it's not really working for me. I'm ready for something else. So I worked with this self-love coach, and she had just become an NLP practitioner. And she was like, you would love this. You should do this. And I was like, fuck yes. So in the August, I did my intensive training to become an NLP practitioner. And in that time, oh my God, it helped me heal so much. It's so powerful. NLP as a modality is incredibly transformative. It's why it's the modality that I use. But seeing what could happen for people, including myself, in such a short period of time was the thing that made me think, yeah, I really want to help people with this. And so I'm sure if you've listened to my podcast before, you'll know a bit about my background, my story, struggling with years of depression and anxiety and an eating disorder and body dysmorphia, all the things. And I felt like this was a turning point in my life where I'd pretty much overcome all of that, but I was ready to go deeper and I was ready to heal some more shit. And there is always more to heal, right? New level, new devil. I say this all the time. Our life is a constant journey of evolution and clearing through the next challenge that arises. The healing never stops. So when I started my business in September 2021, I had just done this course and I was like, yes, I am so fucking ready to make a difference in this world. Like, I can't wait to share and help people. Also because I knew this was the reason that I was put on this earth. And this sounds a bit woo, maybe. But I'd always been coaching or teaching in some way in my life. So as a kid, I used to pretend I was a teacher. I used to love that. I used to love sharing information, even though it was to nobody. I used to pretend that I had a class and I would teach. And then whenever I was in jobs, I was always the person that had the knowledge. I was always the person that trained people. I liked helping people learn, right? I'd always witnessed this within myself, but I lacked confidence. And so I'd said, oh God, I could never do that. I do not have the confidence for that. I could never be one-on-one, like teaching somebody. I could never speak in front of a room of people. That's terrifying, right? So I'd written myself off. I'd limited myself for a very long time until I did this course. And I was like, actually, maybe I can give this a go. Maybe this is the thing for me. I'm going to try, right? I've really got nothing to lose, especially in the online space. It wasn't going to cost me anything to put myself out there and start sharing on social media. And that's exactly what I did. I started getting really clear on who I wanted to serve and what their challenges were. And, you know, I was using myself as the template. What have I overcome? What are the things that I struggled with that I know that I could help other people with? And I started sharing that. And social media has been a journey in itself because the landscape has changed so much over the past 3 years. I remember some of the most fun times were when we were in lockdown and how reels were just so like fun to make. And I did all of these like lip syncing videos and I really enjoyed that part of the job because it was getting through to people and I got to show my personality. And that is something that I think I'd struggled with for a while. And I didn't know how I was going to incorporate like who I am into my brand. And so that was a really good way for me to do that. And so I've been posting consistently for 3 years. This is something I learned about myself. This is one of the first things I learned about myself. I can be consistent. I have the ability to show up and do the thing, even if it feels like it's really difficult this week, or I don't have any inspiration, or I just don't know what I'm doing. Sometimes it feels like that still. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I would find ways to make it work. So if you go into my profile, my Instagram, I've got posts. Like I created my account in, I think it was early 2021. And I've posted at least 3 times a week, every single week for the past 3 years. And that was proof to me that I have the willpower to do this. And a lot of the time when you're starting something new, and this is what people teach when they are teaching about network marketing, when they are teaching about you promoting your business, is that you must be consistent. Consistency was never a problem for me. And I think that's because I was so, and still am, so hellbent on doing this, so hellbent on providing value, showing up, giving what I can for free that I know is helpful for people or activating for people or gets them to think in a different way. And so the first thing I learned was that I could be consistent and I could actually show up. The second thing that it's helped me with is building my confidence. Oh my God, when I first started this account, and you can go back right to the beginning of my videos if you ever have the time on your hands to do so, and look at the first video I posted. I actually started my account because I was working with doTERRA, and that was where I started. I wanted to help people get these essential oils into their home because they're fucking awesome. I still use them every single day to this day. Like I'm obsessed, but I just don't sell them anymore. So the first video was an introduction of me sharing why I'm here and what I want to help people with. And that video for me is so cringy because I think I even say on the video, this is really outside of my comfort zone, right? Like I don't do this. I didn't want to show my face on camera. I was still at a point where it was really difficult for me to be seen like that and to speak just without having a script or just like, just kind of showing up. That was terrifying. And so one thing about social media is like, if you want to be known, if you want to get yourself out there, then you've got to show your face. You've got to speak. You've got to speak in the way you speak. You've got to share your truth. You've got to be authentic. And so you have to show up. And so over 3 years, my confidence has fucking skyrocketed because I just had to have the courage to keep showing up again and again and again. From lives to running masterclasses to being on people's podcasts to having my own podcast, like here we are. I couldn't have done this 3 years ago. It took for me to do small steps, bit by bit, to keep showing up, to be consistent in order for me to build this confidence. And when I used to do my lives, I would write a script and I would read the script. When I did masterclasses, the first couple of masterclasses that I held, you know, it was exciting for me when nobody showed up live because the pressure wasn't there and I'd have my little script and that's what I'd do. When I went on people's podcasts, I'd have notes. When I started my own podcast in 2022, I remember I wrote the script out and I read it because that's what I needed to do in order to be able to show up. And so I'd gone from a person whose motto was like, I can't do it because I'm scared or I'm uncomfortable or whatever, to being the person that was like, okay, I'm going to do it. What do I need to do to support myself? And then I just kept doing that. And then suddenly I start showing up and I'm doing lives with minimal notes, or I'm not recording stories 25 times before I post them. I'm just jumping on, I'm recording it and posting it. I'm going on people's podcasts and I'm having conversations and I'm not reading off a script. This didn't happen overnight. It happened over consistently showing the fuck up. And the more confidence you get there, the more confidence you get in being able to network and put yourself out and putting yourself out there. One of the things that I'd often struggled with was this social anxiety of being in a room full of people. And now I know that a lot of that's linked to my design type and my energy. And I'm very much two line in human design. So I'm the hermit. So actually being in large groups of people drains me on an energetic level. It's not anything to do with me being anxious. It's actually just to do with how I'm designed. And once I understood that, it made it easier to kind of show up and support myself in those moments. But being able to go to an event by myself, like that actually came from showing up in my business. So early 2023, I think it was, I remember going to an event that was held on the beach. It was like ice baths and, you know, conscious connection type things. And there were 100 people there and I rocked up by myself. And I didn't know if I was going to know anybody there. I could not have done that 3 years ago. Again, I got there, I built confidence because I kept showing the fuck up for myself. Another thing that this business has taught me is how to build resilience, because at times it feels like you are swimming against the tide. It's so challenging and you sometimes feel like you're screaming into a void and nobody's fucking listening, nobody's hearing you. And when I first started this business, and this has always been my intention, I really want to coach people. I want to be in the room sharing my knowledge and helping people, whether that's one-on-one or in groups, but literally hearing people's stories and hearing their perspectives and helping them move through what is challenging them, helping lead people home to themselves. That's what I am here for. And let me tell you, that is not what this business is. This business is 20%. Of that, 80% is creating content and being on Canva and, you know, generating email sequences and creating free resources and thinking about what you're going to put into your program and looking at your admin and the finances and all. Like, it's not the reason I started the business. I never wanted to be a content creator. This is just what happened because that's the world we live in. And it was something that I had to come to terms with. It's like, I can do this, or I can just not try. And I'm like, well, but I want the thing. I know my purpose, so I'm going to have to learn the skills to do the other things that come with that. And so I've been constantly building my skills as I go along, right? Spending thousands, tens of thousands of dollars on my personal development and my business development, learning from other coaches, you know, investing in things that I, you know, haven't mastered yet. And that's what we're doing. Like, you have to learn as you go when you start a business. I mean, unless you've had a business degree, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, right? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Still to this day, there are things I'm like, I don't know how to do that. I don't know. And you have to go and fucking learn. You have to go and find out. That's resilience and it's resourcefulness. So I really learned that I can find the answers to things. I can work things out, right? I can ask for help. I can seek that. And that's a really powerful skill to have. It's a really like beneficial skill to have in your life. It's also taught me how to deal and hold myself in disappointment and feelings of failure. The amount of times in the past 3 years that I've launched something and nobody's signed up, nobody's bought. The amount of quote unquote failed launches that I've had, I couldn't tell you. Like, I don't know how many. And that gets to you. That is like a punch in the gut. Not only from like a financial lens of like, okay, this business is here to provide income, but also from the lens of like, I know that what I put out into the world and what I share will be so beneficial to people. It will be so helpful. I know how much it would help. And yet when somebody or when nobody signs up, there's that feeling of disappointment. And you have to hold yourself in that. The disappointment that like people don't see you or they don't want what you have to offer. Or they don't like you, or all of the stories that your mind will create, right? That you're a failure. You're not good enough. You should just quit. I mean, I've had those stories over and over and over again in my head. You have to navigate that. You have to hold yourself in that. You have to embody the things that I actually teach other people. It's taught me a lot about integrity. I could never show up in this space and be inauthentic. It's not in my nature to put something out into the world and to help other people in something I've not yet mastered myself. And I see that a lot in the personal development space, by the way. Gurus, people showing up as if they've mastered it themselves, and they fucking haven't. In fact, a lot of people are working in the area in which they actually struggle with the most. And that's very ironic to me. So along this journey, it's mirrored back to me and projected back to me the places in which I need to heal. The place in which I need to do more work. So when the fear of failure comes up, when I want to launch something, I have to move through that. When I get disappointed because nobody's shown up, I have to move through that. When I'm feeling incredibly dysregulated in my life for whatever reason, I have to move through that. I have to hold myself in that and embody the things that I actually share. So it's actually allowing me to be in integrity. It holds me accountable, which has been a really positive thing for me. The last thing that I would say my business has taught me is to trust myself more, to know that I do know what I'm talking about and I am a really good coach. It's my zone of genius. And sometimes that gets lost. Sometimes when you face the no's, when you face rejection again and again and again, you start to doubt your ability. You start to say, is it me? Is it that I'm actually just not very good? And it's allowed me to build my trust in myself, because every time another client comes on board and we work together and I see the results and they see the results, I prove to myself that I'm very good at this. This is what I was put on this earth to do, that this is my zone of genius, that I can help people. And I have that trust, the self-trust, that this is actually about something bigger than me. And I could give up. I could give up. Tomorrow, if I wanted to give up and say, this is not working for me, it's actually not making me enough money, whatever, I can't do this, that would be very easy. That would absolutely be the easy way out. But I feel like a part of me was missing. I'd feel like there was a void in my life because I know that this is what I was here to do. So whether it takes me 3 years, 5 years, 10 years to finally get to the point, it doesn't matter. Because that's where I need to be. This is what I need to be doing. I don't want to be working for somebody else, and I don't want to be working in the corporate world. It doesn't fit me. It's not who I am. I actually want to work for myself. So if you're thinking of starting a side hustle, if you're thinking of starting a business and you want to work for yourself, like when you're passionate about the thing and you feel like it's your purpose, then I encourage you to fucking start. Give it a go. Maybe what I've shared today has put you off. But that's not my intention, because it's actually taught me so much about myself on the journey. And if we are just rushing to get to the outcome, if we're just rushing to get to the goal, to the end, we're not really enjoying the journey. And I think actually that's one last thing I'll share, is that this has taught me to enjoy the journey. Because in the beginning, I was so focused on getting to where I want to be that I was just creating resistance within myself and frustration within myself, because I'm like, I'm not there. I'm not doing enough. When actually, now that I'm enjoying the journey, I'm allowing things to unfold, I'm surrendering, it feels a lot easier. It feels like it's flowing a lot more. And just a side note on that, I think in the coaching industry, especially when I started, it was very like feminine flow, things just manifest, like don't really do much work, blah, 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 which was what was being sold at the time. And I really fell into that trap. I really fell into that trap of like, I don't want to hustle. Hustling is not where I want to be. I want this to be easy. It should just free flow, like blah, blah, blah. And as much as I believe there's truth to that, in that we shouldn't be hustling and pushing so hard, and there is a real need for balance and rest and all the things, I fell so deeply into the trap of like being in my feminine that I wasn't actioning things. I wasn't being strategic. I wasn't doing what needed to be done in order to move forward. When I was able to shift that balance back into, all right, well, if you want this, you're gonna have to fucking work hard for it, because it's just fact. It helped me. It helped me because I was setting actual goals. I knew the steps that I needed to take. I was determined that like, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And that helped me actually move forward. So I guess I'm just saying, like, word of warning, caution, not to fall into that trap of like, everything should be easy. It should flow. It's like, no, it shouldn't, and it won't be. And there are things in your business that you will dislike doing. And there are things in your business that you procrastinate on because you're like, oh, I hate that, or I don't know how to do that, or like whatever, it doesn't feel very good in your body. That doesn't mean that it's wrong. It just means that you need to build the skill, and you need to build the skill of actually sitting in the discomfort as well. And being able to be like, I don't really know how to do this, but I'm going to find out how, or that's not feeling very good for me. But until I get to a point where I'm making enough money in order to outsource that, I'm going to have to do it. How can I support myself in this? How can I make this easier so it flows a little bit easier and there's less resistance? And that's what I've been working on, especially over the past year. And I feel like now things are more in motion. And look, you might look at my content or look at my business and think, oh, well, you were always showing up and like all the things, and like it seems like it's going really well. And yes, while there's truth to that, there is also the other side of it, of like not seeing the results that I desire to have at this point. And I am balancing those feelings, and I am holding myself in those feelings and in the uncertainty that comes when you work for yourself. And that's just the reality of the situation. Like I said before, I value growth, but I also value freedom, time freedom, location freedom, like all these things. I value that. That's what's important. That's why I'm working towards this thing. And I'm actually in a job. My full-time job gives me time freedom and flexibility and location freedom. So I've already got that side of it in a job where I'm working for somebody else, which is really, really good. But I want that to be working for myself. So this is just an episode that I wanted to share on what starting a business 3 years ago actually taught me about myself and what I've learned and the journey that that's been and will continue to be. And if you are someone who's thinking about starting a business, I really feel like lean into that and fucking go for it, because honestly, you don't know what's going to be on the other side of that, and you don't know where the journey is going to take you. And I think that's really exciting as a concept as well. Thanks for tuning in to the Becoming You podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe or share on your socials and tag me at @MeganScholey_. It really helps us reach more amazing women like you. See you in the next episode.